In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy innocent bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. The Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Amen.
Established in the it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. And many nations shall come and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the household of God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations upon earth. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine, and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. For all the people will walk, every one in his own in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. And in that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her that falteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted, and I will make her that is halted a remnant, and her that is cast off far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion, from henceforth even forever. So far the Old Testament. This morning, Epistle of Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 to 13. And whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and with one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive ye one another as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was the minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles, and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people, and again praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a brother Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. So far, the epistle reading. And please rise to the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast into her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. So far, the Holy Gospel. We continue with the Nicene Creed.
God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and of one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of all, light of light, very God and very God, begotten not made, being of one substance of one another, by whom all things made, who for us sin, for our salvation, can come to heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was a man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits upon the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge all the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is made by the prophets. And I believe on the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our next year. Please be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My theme for this morning is Jesus is coming. And it's based upon our gospel reading, and in particular verses 30 and 31, which I would like to read now. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. So far, please be seated. I believe that we're all getting a little excited for Christmas. Christmas cards, Christmas music, they do something to all of us to get us ready, if you will, to get us excited about Christmas. But let's not forget what Christmas is really all about. It's about the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. He is the most important part of the Christmas season. This morning's gospel tells us that he is Mary's son. Well, we've always known that. But have we always considered what that means? It means that he was a true human being. It means that God's law given to us and all humans also applied to him. And since he was sent by God, it means that his special mission here on earth was to live under that law without a single violation of it. And as the years went by, he fulfilled that purpose so that throughout his earthly life, he was without sin. This is important for us to remember because he can only be our Savior if he is truly human, living under the law of God, keeping it perfectly for us. Furthermore, he can only be our Savior if he dies as a human being. The one who takes our place must be a human being because we are human beings, and he died for human beings. We are told that the wages of sin is death. We are told, We are told that the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And with these words, God was talking to human beings. He was talking to people like you and me who sin against him every single day of our life. But now when this judgment of God falls on us, Jesus stands in the way to receive the full force of it, the full punishment of it. That's who is coming to us again this Christmas. But St. Luke also tells us that he is also the Son of God. And as Mary was tossing all of this around in her mind, how it could be possible that she could be the mother of God's Son, the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." I don't understand how all this could be, that Jesus could be the Son of God in the womb of Mary and be born of her. The only part that I really understand is that God worked a miracle on that first Christmas so that we would enjoy the miracle of salvation on every Christmas. You see, one at the same time, even today, Jesus is Mary's son, a true human being, but he's also God's son, true God. This is mysterious, but it is true. For Jesus also needed to be true God in order that his perfect keeping of the law would count for all of us, for all of us. And that is why Jeremiah said of him, "This is the name by which he is going to be called. The Lord is our righteousness." Christ's righteousness counts for you and for me as we stand in God's presence. And unless we have it, unless we have that, we cannot stand in God's presence, nor can we enter into his heaven. In other words, we are eternally damned because of our sins. Because Jesus Christ is God's Son, true God, his righteousness is enough to count for all of us and for everyone who lives here on earth. And what an exciting gift this is. And it came on that first Christmas Eve. But there is even more. Christ's suffering and dying was not just that of another man. It was God's Son who died. And because he was truly God, his dying counted for every person. And this is indeed a great mystery. Don't try to figure it out because you can't. Just believe it. St. Paul writes, "He died for all." Being loaded with your sins and my sins and the sins of the entire world, his suffering and death had infinite value. Because he was true God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, his death satisfied the wrath and the judgment of God, who justly punishes sin. And that tells us very much about who he is. He is your Savior, and he is my Savior. Looking at us this morning, he says of us, not guilty. You are free from punishment of your sins. I have carried them all to the cross for you. And just think about that for a moment. That's who is coming this Christmas again, the anniversary of his birth. Now, Mary didn't understand all of this perfectly, but she believed the message as we should. And it was not long before she broke out in this song, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." She too admits that she needs a Savior. But there is a note of sadness. All of us can think of someone who has never responded positively to our Savior's love. They have no regard for Christ. They have heard the word time and time again, the story of Christmas, but to no effect. Once God used his special angel to announce his good news. Today he uses messengers just as special. He uses you and me. The people who have not responded to Christ, they're not out to mar our Christmas. They're there to add joy to our Christmas by telling them about the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ. May God give us the opportunity to tell someone about Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. And please be seated. The right spirit within me, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit. Thank you. first fruits give. Amen. And we pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend to the throne of God, a personal prayer. Let's do that at this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament or their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming him to be the Messiah, the very Lamb of God, and calling sinners to repentance, that they might escape the wrath to be revealed when he comes again. And therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God, God,
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks unto the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of your mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.